You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
The Morning Grind with your host, Mr. Kijana Owens, right here on We Talk Radio Network.
Ooh, man, good morning all around the world. Great morning to you this morning, man. This is Kijana Owens, the Grindologist. You are on We Talk Radio, We Talk Radio Network Global, and this is the Morning Grind Radio Show. I'm fired up this morning, man. We're going to motivate some people, man. If you're out there up this morning, it's 6 a.m. on the West Coast. It's 9 a.m. on the East Coast. They already started to make moves in the stock market. So on the West Coast, we most definitely want to wake people up and inspire them. So good morning. God is good. Hope everybody had an amazing Thanksgiving. And we're going to get ready to get this show started. They got an amazing, amazing, amazing producer, man. You never get this opportunity. Well, very, very rarely. You got to be special. We got the amazing founder and executive board member there, Mr. T. Smiley, the founder, Ms. Nakia Davis on the production. So wheels of steel this morning, so I'm really fired up. I'm going to do my job right. I got my amazing panel, as I do always, Mr. Neosha Morris out there in Ontario, California. And that amazing woman, mighty woman of God, Mr. Dale J. Foster in Dallas, Texas. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Great morning, sir. How you doing today?
Man, I'm fired up, I'm motivated, I'm energized. I had some good turkey, man, but and family, and did it safely. So I want to be, you know, after coming out of these this holiday, not the holidays, just tell people how good it was. Let's be grateful this morning here. Tell people how good it was just to be alive. I'm going to throw that over there to Dallas, Texas. I know I left it open right there. Mr. Dale J. Foster, being alive, it's today. You know, what's going around the world? We watch the news. We see all these situations and all of this. But being alive and able to eat some turkey or a piece of bologna or whatever it was that you had in the experience of Thanksgiving, how did that make you feel this past Thanksgiving? How do you feel about being grateful, Adele?
I'll tell you. Can you hear me?
I hear you well.
I will tell you, I am grateful, 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 but I just thought about all the people that's out there traveling and, you know, people, I thought about those who were traveling and then those who were in the pantry lines trying to get food. So I thought on both ends, but, you know, I'm grateful that I was able to open up my two gifts on that day and on every day. Because my two gifts are my eyes. And as long as I can open them up, I'm grateful.
Man, that's good right there. If my eyes open, man, that means you got a new chance. That means you got, it's a new day. It's a purpose. It's still attached to you. Yosha, man, what are you grateful for, sir?
Man, who great morning to you, sir. It's Dale J. Foster Glenn. And, man, it's an amazing show. Tell you what, man, just thankful to be here another day, brother. You know, Mr. Dale said something amazing, open up those two gifts. And, man, I'm telling you, boy, as the days go by, life gets sweeter and sweeter, man. So I'm just thankful, man. It's nothing materialistic, you know, that I'm thankful for, but it's just the gift of life itself, man. And that's what I'm excited and thankful for.
And just the gift of life. I concur to both of you. You know, eyes open, man, new day. I'm that guy every day. Thanksgiving morning, I jumped up, felt good, was blessed. You know, just like any other day to me, I love what I do. So I jumped up, I developed, you know, a project that I'm really proud of online, built a website for, you know, the company and an amazing vision. That we'll get a chance to talk about. But, you know, my wife, my kids, you know, just being able to relax and breathe. Watch, you know, it's amazing what's going on around the world. And I think it's really a good time to be grateful for anything that we have, especially the opportunity to be alive. Man, but as we're grateful, what about being grateful for the chance to make a decision? To decide that we're not going to be part of a record-breaking consumerism. I got to wake people up. I just got to use the platform to wake people up. So the consumerism breaks the record of online spending over the weekend in a pandemic in which it's a country. I'm going to take this country as a business model. Let's use the leadership as coaching, training, and developing success in its constituents, which are us, taxpayers. We are a part of the company to some degree. And then there are, what they're teaching is get it and spend it. I haven't seen any commercial about how to apply for betterment. Only thing I'm seeing right now is how to get the people out there to spend the money. And I'm on the side of get the people to wake up to invest in themselves to get where they want to be. Two TVs, double big screens. I mean, man, Dios is very talkative. I know you see it. When you wake up, when you are awake to responsibility, it makes you sick. How do you see this amazing amount of expenditure in a time where people should be nestling away?
Man, I tell you what, man, that's a great topic this morning because, boy, I tell you what, I've been practicing on not being a consumer, more of a saver and an investor. So, you know, as a time in the time of now, you think about dealing with this current quarantine situation. It's like, wait a minute, it's a lot of uncertainty here. So the thing is, this is not the time to be, you know, going out and spending your money and emptying your pockets. This is the time to be paying attention and saving and preparing for investing and putting your family in a position where they wouldn't have to worry about another quarantine, whatever that may be, a death in the family could be a quarantine, a sudden illness could be a quarantine, a job loss could be qualified as a quarantine as well. So, man, you know, we need to get out of those commercials and stop watching so much TV because their jobs, that media is to prompt us to make us feel like we deserve to go out and spend everything we earn instead of saving it and investing it.
Man, so this is what the teaching is. So let's talk about what the teaching is as I come over to you, Mr. Dale. The teaching is even from, you know, school, even from elementary on up, you know, go to school, get the good grades, get the good job, maintain the income, sustain your family, save, you know, have your home and the Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, white picket fence, and everything else. That model has changed, and e-commerce is dominating right now. What's happening is they're not teaching how to get onto the e-commerce side to learn how to earn. They're teaching you how to get what you got to spend it. Even as they attempt to release people out into the society, it's not to release people out into society to have a good time or to get to work or whatever that is. It's to release them out so they can spend that money. What is it teaching? I'm going to go back to a company. So this company says we have a Bentley program, a Mercedes-Benz program, and you can have a big house program. And if you're not having ascended to that way, you kind of feel a certain way, like the country. If you're not living a certain way in the world and you're watching the media, you could feel bad about your existence, your position in the world. But over here in this company, they said, no, we don't want to see the cars. We don't want to see any of that. What we want to see is good credit. We want to see income in the bank. We want to see savings. We want to see legacy preparation. And then what you'll see is you can enjoy those things later. Dan, what about delayed gratification? Whatever happened to that?
You know, I got to piggyback a few minutes on Theosa Morris because, you know, we're not being taught what we need to be taught. We need to be taught how to keep, how to save, you know, put our money in the bank. And I know the bank is not paying that much interest rate, but we need to be taught how to hit the stock market, you know, invest. We're not being taught that. They're throwing it up in our faces on how to spend. Go spend your money. You know, let's turn it around. Let's begin to teach each other about the savings. We can build our own savings. We can build our own stocks. And that way, the money is kept within.
Ooh, I'm a major philosophy supporter of Gandhi, what he said, be the change you wish to see in the world, which means, you know, how we say, you know, they ought to all the time, and I wish they would all the time. And see, that's when you look in the mirror, you say, well, I got to be the one. I work with people that work on the principle of make it, and this is what you teach, make it, save it, and invest it. Now, back to a business model, I'm not seeing that model and teaching and coachability as a nation, as a leadership model, is no solution to that, which puts us in a flux for the next generation again and again and again and again. When I look at TV and I see all this, I say, how can I put myself in this position where they buying that from me? If they want to buy it, I want to supply it. I'm going to say it again. If they want to buy it, I want to supply it. I want to be the buyer all the time. I want to be the one that sets my family up in the ocean, man. How is it that we could be in such a situation where we know that $40 a week or $50 every 2 or 3 weeks or whatever the case is to go here and do this, you got $300-$400 of loose expenditure per month that you don't even know where it's going. That's like $6,000 a year, and then the lights are off. What's the problem with going on around the world, brother?
Man, I tell you what, Mr. Dale J. Foster Glenn said a big thing, man. We just haven't been taught, man, you know. And we haven't been taught that in school. And the thing is the fact that even if we do save our money, you know, even if the banks are not giving us a whole bunch on the return interest-wise, at least you have something in the bank that you can go back and you can withdraw from when you have an emergency or you have a situation. But today, man, it's just that, man, so many people are feeling like they just need to spend it all, you know. Myself, I wasn't raised with any type of entrepreneurship or business ownership, and I was not taught these principles early on in my life. So when I did get money and I went out there, I was buying lunch and I was buying anything I saw with my eyes and that I could afford at that time. But the thing is that, you know, even today with better understanding and being taught to earn it, save it, and invest it, I'm very careful with what I do now, and not a miser, but a more wiser with my money and what I purchase. You know, just buying food, we can go out and spend, you know, a couple hundred dollars on food. And once we get out there, and if we're not budgeting, and that's one word I used to hate was budgeting, it's something that's it's a good thing for you because now you're just tracking your money and you're finding out where it's going. And you can always take a look at the end of the month and you can find out that you can purchase a few lunches and a few coffees and you end up spending over $200-something a month that you can use for any other savings or investing for your family.
Exactly. Now, here's a little simple model that my wife and I put together. She really woke me up to we were thinking about going out. We were going to get some steaks, you know, at this, you know, one of these nice restaurants or whatever. You know, at the end of the day, you know, it's about going to be about $50-$60 coming out of there, right? And look, we looked at this. She let me show you something. Now, the steaks on sale were like, for three, it was like $15, something like that. You know, man's license, man, good deal. We made steak, baked potato, looked at the expenditure that we saved, and we put that in the pot. And what we started to do was now fill the freezer with meat. You could always have a can of corn and add to it. Man, think about it. If you were able to delay the gratification, be smart. Say you save $150 a month on outgoing expenditures. On average, I think there's 120 some odd or more withdrawals from an account where on average you may have 3 to 4 deposits from work, right? If you get paid every week. Now you got 100 some odd withdrawals. It doesn't equal. At the end of the day, we're going to be in trouble. Got to wake the people up. How do you see being practical? Let's talk about some practicality right there, Dale. You know, saving $150 a month now is like $1,700 a year. In 10 years, it's $17,000. Well, you think of wealth builders. They think not. They don't think paid week to week, month to month, not even year to year. Think decade to decade. Think of that a little bit. Apply to 2 or 3 different principles of the same, she be talking about $20,000 to $30,000 in her savings over time. Now that's a lot of discipline. But Adele, what kind of practical principles do you apply to being smart about your money?
Well, practical principles that I apply to being smart about my money, every month, like clockwork, I take $100 and I put it on some stock. Because right now, a lot of people, you know, we weren't taught to invest in stock or what have you. But the thing is, right now, stock is low. Interest rates are low. So if we take our money and use it wisely and invest wisely, you know, in the next couple of years, because I'm not looking at right now, I'm looking at 10 years down the road. I don't want to depend on a Social Security or think that Social Security is even going to be around 10 years from now. I want to know that 10 years from now, I invest the money that is now I can live off of to the end of my days, which I don't know what that's going to be. But that's what we need to start looking at. If we start teaching our young kids that, then they got something to look forward to as opposed to taking money when they get it and like it's a hole in their hands or I got to spend it. Teach them how to save it.
Your grandmother used to give us money. She would say, don't spend it all in one place. You know, that was one of the deals. And it's funny. If you look at the olden days, like our grandparents, even great-grandparents, they didn't even have much. But how come they always had something to give? My aunt would have 20 bucks or something like that, you know, just to throw me on the side. And I was out there, you know, able-bodied and everything, you know. But she always had something that she even found for a deal, some apples, and went shopping, and got some good groceries, and had me a bag of one of those care packages and stuff. And she didn't have much. I always was impressed with how she had more than what she needed. Those principles right there, what we're really trying to wake people up to. I don't know, every morning I get on this show, all I hope and pray that something that is said activates within somebody to make a change, make a difference, wake somebody up. And it's a serious thing coming. I think that the country and the media inundation of information that they've given us has put us in a comfortable sense, like it's okay. Man, there's some real world changing going on, and it's a wealth transference. So the mindset has got to be, man, I could put myself in a position that I've never in life had an opportunity because of the change. So I could be in front of the change. So here's where I'm sick. Every time I watch a commercial, I see where I could invest in it, where I could have thought of that, where I could put myself in not buying that. But how can I make some money off of it? So we got to activate people's mindset to entrepreneurialism. We have to open people's mindset into investing, into saving, into thinking ahead. Because guess what? In 10 years, people don't like to think, man, that's a long time. But in 10 years, I'll be 10 years older. And if I plan on being here, Lord willing, I want to be in a better position. Today, putting ourselves in a better position, I'm just going to open up the panel. What's some steps of putting ourselves in better position for the wave we know is coming? It is so scary because when the wave is like a tsunami, it gets real quiet first. Right now, they're talking about it a little bit, but man, they got some problems coming. Neosha, Adele, the floor is open. You know, putting ourselves where we want to be, coming on the other side of this. What do people need to look forward to?
I'll tell you what, man. You know, in a time of now, you know, we talked about earning it, saving it, investing it. You know, it seems like every decade something happens. You know, we've been through so many situations in our country, you know, SARS, H1N1, bird flu, you know, this 2008 downturn. You know, just off of history itself, if we pay close attention, we should already be thinking, hey, you know what? History continues to repeat itself. There's always something that's going to happen that may put my family and myself in harm's way. So why not work on building a business that can pay you residually online or start a business somewhere with a group of people that can mastermind with you, and you guys can work together and put yourself out of harm's way financially. But then we got to think about as well, you know, it's just the mindset, like you said, waking it up, and that delayed gratification we talked about earlier, that's something, you know, just was not in my vocabulary when I was younger. And like you mentioned, old school always had something to give. You know, they would always put something to the side, and then they would always eat what they had in their home. They did less eating out versus where we are today with our family structure, where two parents have to work. You know, it's hard for parents to work two jobs and take care of the family and also prepare a meal. So the family dynamics have totally changed from back in the day, but that doesn't stop us from saving. So we could always meal prep. There's an option as well. We could meal prep for the week when we have children, and we also for our own personal lunches, and we can cut back in many areas where we still can, you know, earn it, save it, and invest it as well.
Man, listen, before, you know, we go into restaurants and things, that's kind of comfortable and casual. We should be actually, why would he even be out to go to a restaurant? We were just buying pallets of toilet paper for preparation of I don't even know what, right? But then we got to go out and do these things. That's the teaching, which is teaching be comfortable in an uncomfortable situation, which in turn puts you in a very uncomfortable situation at a later date when it is 10 years later. Dale, come on now. I know right now you see it, people that want to do something, not knowing how, and we get that, not knowing what to do, and we get that too. So today on this show, we're always looking to impact and empower, encourage and inspire. You know, how do we impact, empower, encourage and inspire people to say, listen, pay attention to some trends. Get involved with people that are doing some different things. Talk to people that are putting themselves in position of personal achievement, you know, business success, to whatever you aspire to. How do we get people to, you know, step out there and look at a different way? The world is changing. They're not going to be earning the money the same way. People are working from home. My wife is working from home. They already sent her letter. She will not be going back to work physically until October at a minimum 2021. Now, that's a change. And a lot of people don't have that opportunity, so that's a blessing there. But guess what? If that's a change, how do we activate people to embrace the change? And I'll give you this one. Just like they didn't want to change to the debit card when the cash, right? So now I don't want to, they're going to cheat you and everything else. But then they couldn't buy anything. They couldn't even get paid. Embracing the change and being in front of the wave. But then how do we get people to wake up to this?
Well, you know, they got to want to. They got to want to. You know, like you have said, you know, not that you got to get to. Well, they got to want to. Because the thing is, it's funny that you asked that question. The world is changing, and people are going to have to change with it. They might not like it. They might have to go kicking and screaming. But you know what? In the long run, they'll be thankful. Because just like you said, your wife is working from home. A lot of people are going to be working from home. They don't even realize it. Only people going to be out there working is those essential workers. But those individuals that can work from home can't say there's not work out there. There's work out there. Your job might let you go. But you can build your own empire. You got to think big in order to be big.
You know, when the whole, here's my mindset. When the whole transition came, this brother that's on the line with me right here, Mr. Neosha Morris, he and I, in fact, had gotten together at a business meeting tonight, March 12th, 2020. We got together. That was the 13th was the shutdown, which happened to be my birthday. But we got together that night and made some strategic plans to make adjustments and adaptations that were coming before the majority got the word. I mean, it was just, that's who I'm listening to. That's who I'm partnered with. So we transitioned to online business exposure, e-commerce at a higher level a social media engagement at a super higher level. The platforms of Zoom and StreamYard and these online virtual conferences where people are making the adjustments and the proper adaptations to be in front of the wave instead of waiting to see what's happening. You know, like the people, you know, the three people in the world, those that watch what happens, those that ask what happened, and those that make it happen. You know, which one are you? And right now, we got to wake people up to the make it happen people. To make it happen people, you got to get up. It's an e-commerce world. You can create. These people created masks. Now, it was okay to be out on the street, but if you could get online, right, market your business, you got to find a way to get in front of the people in a way that the world is today, man. And that's what the message is. Just like right now with We Talk Radio, this global network, the founder with an amazing vision to impact not just people, not just communities, but the world with an opportunity to share what they're passionate about, just like this show right here. Man, it's an amazing opportunity that people, again, you know, look away from. Those that activate, man, are doing some amazing things right now that they never thought they could. I'm seeing people coming up with vending machines that pop out sanitation wipes. Come on now. People are coming up with a way. You know, so I know you are a visionary. You out there delivering the mail. You know, rain, sleet, snow, and California, so that's fire and wind too. I'm gonna come back and give you a platform of what you see out there as you're delivering this mail. You got 15 unemployment checks going to one house. You got all this stuff going on. We're here at the bottom of the hour. We're gonna pay homage to a few of our sponsors. Give our founder, who is absolutely our producer this morning, the back of running those wheels of steel, bottom of the hour, We Talk Radio Network on the morning ride radio show with Kijana Owens, the Grindologist. Man, it's an honor, privilege, and a pleasure. We're going to catch you on the other side. Play a little commercial break right there. See you on the other side.
Brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the end. For only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love and kiss here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. Thank you.
Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have 2 youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family. And you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Hey, it's your guy, Kijana Owens, the Grind Elephant. I wanted to invite you to catch our show live every Monday morning for the Morning Grind Radio Show, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Solutions over situations. We're making an impact. We're making a difference. We're empowering communities, businesses, entrepreneurs, individuals with ideas. Call in, chime in, tune in, catch us live, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We'll see you there.
On We Talk Radio Network.
Man. That fires me up. That fires me up, man. We talk, we listen, we take action. This is John Orange. You all on the Morning Grind Radio Show. We Talk Radio. We Talk Radio Network, man. I got my amazing panel always on point, ready and prepared to go, fired up, man. This, you know, the morning. You know, this is about making an impact. You know, so you're out there delivering that mail. 22 years United States Postal Service worker, as I said before the break. Rain, sleet, snow, you've seen it all, 22 years, this California, so that's fire and wind as well. Then you out there in the front delivering that mail, that's not just a job, but you take it as a passion because you're committed. You know, what about, you know, your family and where that has put you and where you see yourself going? Because we all got to take care of our family. We all got to do what we got to do. But you also see that you got to do what you got to do for your legacy. So what's the program that you see that we get across to people that, man, we got to do something that puts ourselves where we want to be, man. No excuse. You're a no-excuse guy, man. Talk about them excuse-free movements you make.
Absolutely, Mr. Horne. Thank you again, man, for this opportunity. And, yes, serving the United States Postal Service, man. And I'm super excited, man, as to be employed by the United States government, man. It's powerful, man. It's an amazing career. If anybody would like to have a career there, it's definitely very, very a good career to have. And also, too, we out here, man, you know, we're entrepreneurs now. You know, we also are 1099. I'm a W-2 and I'm a 1099 part-time, getting full-time results, you know. We're building a business online, like we spoke about earlier, and being prepared, you know, for any pandemic that may come our way. So we learned how to earn residual income and learn how to use the power of leverage as well to earn additional income, passive income as well. So we're creating multiple streams of income right from the comfort of our own home and outside of this quarantine situation, and we like to help people. You know, we have a heart for people, and we're people over profit. So, you know, we just look for people that look for us, Mr. Orange, that would like to have an amazing business from home where they can work and provide for their family.
Gotta have something online. I say all the time, if you're not online, man, with the business or some earning platform, man, you out of line. You're not in alignment with what's happening around the world. But there, you help people put their passions to paper and turn that paper into income in the form of art, you know, literature, writing that book, putting that story in the publication, getting it online and helping people tell their stories. You know, how do you see helping people right now with the time that we have to turn what they've been through into, you know, where they can put it in a bank, make that money?
Well, thank you for asking me that question, because now's the time, especially during the time where you might feel like you're shut in, you're locked in, you're itching to go out because they're saying, stay home, be safe. Well, now's the time to write, take that pen, put it to paper, and we don't use pen and paper anymore. We got computers. So we can take our fingers and let it do the walking on the keyboard and tell that story so it can be online and others can read it. You know, they have ebooks and there's flip books out there. So you start telling that story, we're going to meet you right where you are. I'm going to tell you go to meettheauthors.net because that's where we will put you out there, get you recognized online. That's where you need to be right now. So I'm here to help you get that started. And Keyjana, I know you're willing to help them as well.
Man, I'm fired up. Man, anybody wants to do anything. I think Jim Rohn said it real good. He said, you know what, it is take a person that's passionate about sharpening pencils before you take a person that's comfortable about this failure of any sort. Because, you know, man, you gotta be about something. So, you know, wake up, man. We got to wake the people up out there. It's almost at this point in life, you know, it's 50 or so plus. If you're looking at where you are today, and that's fine. But if you say you got 30, 40, maybe 50 more years of life, what's that supposed to look like? A pause for effect. Because everybody's got what that looks like if we be honest and real with ourselves. So it doesn't have to be this. It doesn't have to be that. But it's going to have to be something that moves and ignites you to you know, create something that's your own. We got to have something that's our own. And I think when we say our own, a lot of times it's like I'll be my own leader. You know, we don't want to follow. Tapping into a system of proven success. You've got a lot of companies out there looking for the talents and skills that we've acquired from work. I learned that in the car industry, customer relations management systems. I had no knowledge of it before, but as an employee there, that's what was part of their system. But once I learned it for them, that knowledge they didn't own that knowledge. I owned the knowledge. I could take the knowledge and apply it to my own. Now I sell customer relations management systems to clients for support because I took the time to learn the skill through the job, which put hundreds of thousands of dollars in training into me. Now, how I apply it is totally up to me. So I hope I'm talking to somebody. If you're a data processor out there, and you typing those, you put all that data in there, those emails, you put tens of thousands of email, client emails into the system for your company. You can't do that for yourself. You can't go out here and network and do some of the things that really aren't being done by business owners, which is great follow-up systems, because see, at work they make you do it. Then for yourself, you have to do it. You have to apply it for yourself. So it's a transference of a mentality to doing it for them, to doing it for you. Because if they could tap you on the shoulder and tell you, hey, we don't have it, they call it furlough, laid off, let go, transition. They got all kind of names for fire, right? And we're in positions where somebody can say, hey, Jim, Miocic, I know you've been here 22 years.
But the postmaster is they got some budget cuts, and you know, they don't even know how to say it, but you know how it sounds. We pretty much all been in the room. Blah blah blah. Maybe they're not letting you go today. Maybe they're just letting everybody know that it's possible. So now you got stress. You know, so how's that feel out there? And how come you decided that you're not going to allow your family to be reliant on the income that they could say, I'm not going to give you anymore?
Wow, that's powerful, Mr. Owens, because, boy, I tell you what, you know, back in the day and years before us, you know, and even today, you know, we are committed to a company, but the company is not committed to us anymore like it used to be. Now, the thing is, you know, like you just mentioned, the furloughs, the pink slips, and all the creative ways they saying they're firing you. You know, hey, yeah, we're firing you, but they don't say that right out. So, you know, they go around the back way on you, but they're getting rid of you. And the thing is that, wow, we're just another number. So the thing is that when a company is making these decisions, they don't include us. So why not prepare ourselves and have some additional income, you know, coming in online, or start a business, a traditional business, brick and mortar, or whatever it may be, to have some security, financial security for your family? Because today, we, you know, with this uncertainty again, you know, we're just not sure what companies are doing and which direction they're heading, and we don't know if we're involved in their planning.
Man, that's deep, right? You don't know if you're involved in their planning. That's big. I'm going to use the big, scary word that's out there that is actually the new wave of how it's going to be to earn. Whether you want to experience and get that understanding early or later, it's all choice. It's all mindset. But network marketing, direct sales, referral marketing, home-based business ownership, you, Neosha, myself, you, Adele, we understand that these systems that are already in place are no different than the systems in place for work. The only thing different is you applying your knowledge, expertise, passion, drive, will to win to yourself to help people, as opposed to waiting for somebody to pay you on Friday. Neosha, real quickly, man, tell them how to connect with you, man. How are you developing a home-based business ownership leadership model, and why the time now is to get in front of the information and not later?
Absolutely. People can reach me at neoshamorris@gmail.com, neoshamorris@gmail.com, 909-816-0094 again, 909-816-0094. And ladies and gentlemen, it's the time of now to get in front of the wave. Myself, I am in the business of travel, $8 trillion industry, and we know a lot of people are just supposed to be on vacation, and a lot of people have cabin fever, and they're looking to break out, and they're like caged birds. So how about taking a look and getting in position in front of the largest industry worldwide? Of $8 trillion, how much of that do we need in our homes in order for us to be okay? So we'd love to speak to you and share some information with you. So get in contact with me ASAP, and then we can move forward. Have an amazing day, Mr. Owens. Over to you, sir.
You said they're waiting to bus out. On the news, you couldn't even get in and out of the airport. Maybe it's about half of the travel from last year, but half of the travel from last year is still with $3 trillion in travel over a course of a good weekend, something crazy, something like that. Man, it's amazing. So people are doing it, and then they're not getting paid to do it, or saving to do it, or helping people do it, or whatever the case is. If you use it and you understand it, you should own it. That's the principle. And then, Adele, real quickly, how do people get in touch with you right now? Let's put that book out there. Let's get that book. Let's make your story earn you some income. Talk about it.
Exactly. You know, my favorite book says, write the vision and make it plain. So I'm going to say, if you're listening to this show right now, it's time for you to take those words, put it on paper, and let's get it out there. And it's so much easier now than when I first wrote my first book, because there was no internet. There was no social media. Now we got social media. We got the internet. So I'm going to tell you, go to meettheauthors.net, or you can contact me at 469-543-2366, and I want to help you start that book. I want to help you write that book so you can write the vision and make it plain. And then me and Kijana Owens will help you get it promoted, get it out there, so that people cannot just have it in their hands, but they can actually read it online.
Get your story out there. Make your story, make you some money. That's what it is. People need to hear it anyway. It's your story is power. Your passion is power. You know, your story will encourage others, man. As a matter of fact, it's not just your story. It's a story he gave you. So putting it in the book to tell it is almost, you know, part of our process, man. It's a wonderful thing, I tell you. It feels great. Thank you, Adele. Thank you, Neosis. You guys are amazing every single morning that we do this radio show. Absolutely encouraged, you know, that we can make the impact together. And again, hey, you go to KijanaOwens.com. Check me out right there, man. It's all about you. It's all about the people. These amazing individuals that you just heard from this morning, not only are they out front in the front line, and they're going through stuff just like everybody else. Nobody's in that perfect position. But guess what? We can work to make everything that we want to happen. And I subscribe to doing that. It's going to be hard. I choose my own hard. You can choose your own hard. It's hard driving to work and risking life and limb to do it, just like it's hard to go in the other room to catch a Zoom. Right? But we got to do what we got to do. I want to get a second. I got to get our founder. You don't get this opportunity too much. I want to get Ms. Nakia Davis, man, just to take a couple of minutes, man, just to share the passion of what We Talk Radio Network is doing and what our amazing, amazing movement with Heels on the Hill, on the Move to Heal movement is doing to help empower women around the world. Some great things coming up. Ms. Nakia Davis, can I pull you on into the line?
Well, good morning. Good morning. How are you, everyone? How are you, Good Morning Grind Radio? Good morning, everybody.
Man.
I am wonderful. You all are just doing a fabulous job. I'm definitely going to be going to the website so that I can read your book. And, Kijana, I already have your book. It's amazing. And if y'all have not gotten with Mr. Neo Show to make that happen, you definitely want to make that happen really, really soon. He's got some tips, some powerful, powerful tools and tips that if you're working, if you're miserable at working, that 9-to-5 job, I'm telling you, I did it for a very long time. And then I said, you know what, I have absolutely 100% got to jump and leap. I had already started We Talk Radio Network. I went in for a full leap. And it's been a blessing ever since. God has completely blessed me every step of the way. So definitely trust everything that you've heard today on the show. My name is Kia D. Nakia Davis is what they call me, but Kia D is what they call me here on the air. And I am the founder and president here of We Talk Radio Network. We are an online radio station that was founded to do exactly what we're doing, bring the morning grind, bring the heat, bring the special guests. Bring the incredible hot topics that nobody really wants to talk about, that movement that nobody really wants to do, because we talk, we listen, and we take action. And we have an extraordinary passion to not only foster but as well mentor youth and mentor others as it pertains to radio broadcasting as well. We love teaching what we do. We know we got to reach one and teach one every single day. So We appreciate the opportunity to be able to produce your show here in the Morning Grind. We appreciate you trusting us with your concept, the Morning Grind, and bringing it here to We Talk Radio Network, and bringing your, of course, special co-host to come on with you and come along this incredible journey. I also have an incredible organization called Heals on the Move to Heal. It's a nonprofit organization that I literally just decided one day, listen, I got to do something. I got to give back in a very special way. And the way I did that was to give back to women, men, and children who've been traumatized by domestic violence and or sexual assault. And I work specifically with a beneficiary, Denton County Friends of the Family, and we work together to repair women, to repair men, to repair children, to repair the family, and even that secondary unit of family, because there's a secondary unit that sometimes can be damaged from that domestic violence situation, the grandparents, the aunts, the uncles, cousins. So we work with families, and these services that are offered are absolutely free. We do not charge our survivors to be a part of our services, to receive these services. We teach radio broadcasting beyond all kinds of great stuff. But we have a huge event coming up this Sunday. Actually, it's going to be December 6th on Sunday at 6 p.m. 5 p.m. My brain is all Sunday, December 6th at 5 p.m. And it's going to be so much fun. We work specifically with Success Express Marketing Solutions and Mr. Kijana Owens and his amazing services to put this production on. And of course, him and Mr. T. Smiley, who's also producing with me today. Mr. Smiley.
Good morning. How you doing?
Yeah, he'll also be hosting the show on Sunday. And it's our first virtual event, and we're super excited. We've got some amazing sponsors, which is We Talk Radio, Mando Shoes, which is our first male shoe company. It's a black-owned shoe company that gave us over 3,000 pairs of shoes for the fashion show. And, of course, some of these shoes were given back to the domestic violence shelter because a man who's been in a situation where he's had to run and have no shoes to put on his feet after he has left a domestic violence situation will now have a brand new pair of shoes that are absolutely amazing. Mr. Owens, I got to get you some of the shoes. I wasn't lying when I said it. I'm going to get you some of those shoes, and I mean it. Smiley actually had the opportunity to wear the shoes, and he'll be talking about those on the night of the event. But very powerful event. We have an opportunity to give back and repair lives and keep these women out of their homes, because a lot of times they just feel like they have no other options. So what we do is we provide options for them to stay out of the home. And we want to keep doing that. We want to keep growing that. We want to have houses for them when they leave. You know what I'm saying? After they come out of that transitional home, we want to already have a house for them. So we're working on some amazing things in the community to make sure that happens. So I apologize, Mr. Owens. I get fired up. I know it's early. It's 8 somewhere, 6 somewhere. It's midnight somewhere. But I'm fired up. All day, all night. You can ask anybody about that. Always fired up. So I appreciate the opportunity for you to pass the mic to me tonight. Good night. Pass it back.
Man, that was the morning grind. We were in the fire. It ain't about, man, it's about wake up, get up, and get it happening. It's amazing. Your vision for We Talk Radio is extraordinary. Your passion to help other people, where you stepped out and created a movement with just a box of shoes, right? Let me tell you, people, you have what you need already. You already have it. You may not have seen it. You may not think it's that, but it's there. He gave it to you. It's under that pile of stuff. It's over there in the corner. You started it years ago. It's on the computer. You almost finished the book. You started the company but didn't keep going. The people you started with, they're far ahead now. You know it works. You already know where you're at. Just activate on it. You got to activate. Don't wait. Nobody is coming to save us. No one. It's not in the mail. You're going to have to activate. I always say success loves speed. Operate in the spirit of success. Clean that garage out. You're going to find it. Clean that closet out. You'll find it. Clean what you'll find. It's in your mind. You're like, wait a minute. This is the thing they're selling on TV. it's right there. Kid D, the Kia, T. Smiley, man, amazing. I appreciate you. Love you for your vision, the opportunity to even, broadcast on the network. Thank you for allowing me to share my vision and passion to impact people. This has been a great morning to me. honored that we have the founder. If you don't get it, the founder, the visionary, the owner, right here on my show. I'm amazed this morning. We're going to have a good one, man. Succeed on purpose. Remember, success loves speed, so we got to operate in the spirit of success. That doesn't mean instant. That means it loves that you activate it quickly. Don't think about it. Do it. God bless. Have a good one. Check me out at KijanaOrange.com. Find me on all the social media networks. Kijana Orange. We'll see you. It has been an amazing day. This is the Morning Grind Radio Show. We Talk Radio. We Talk Radio Network. Make it happen. Have a great week. God bless.
What's happening on the We Talk Radio Network by following us on our social media sites. You can get to know us better on all our social media platforms. It's a great way to learn about our radio shows, videos, blogs, community programs, events, and more. We'd love for you to connect with us. Find us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Get connected. Stay connected with We Talk Radio, We Talk Radio Network. Check us out at WeTalkRadio.com. Man, we talk, we listen, we make it happen.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.